when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Good morning. Good evening. Good afternoon to all you precious Blood River Radio family members out there and all the people that are not quite yet members, but I hope you will become a member unless you hate our guts. And there's no shortage of people that hate our guts, but who are these people hating? They're hating the Blood River Radio. That's who we are. People, you're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and Blood River Radio is proudly syndicated on Liberty News Radio by Sam Bushman and Company. And today is January 20th. It is cold here in Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis, I'm telling you what, I don't think that the Aborigines out at the Zambezis are out today, because I tell you what, we've been having, it was minus 2 degrees at this time last week. We still have ice and snow on the ground. The high temperature for today is going to be, I think, about 25, and that's very unusual for Memphis, Tennessee. It was down to 10 degrees last night, so that's what we're suffering through. We've had power outages and busted pipes and all kind of stuff, water pipes, all kind of stuff. It's us Southerners, we're just not used to that kind of weather. I know Monica is probably laughing because she was at 50 below zero last week. But anyway, that's what we're suffering through. But anyway, people, like I told you, you're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and you're listening to, this is January the 20th in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ Almighty, the only name under the sun which man can be saved. We're going to have a lot to cover tonight. Before I go to the prayer, I'm just going to give you a little outline here quick. We've got a lot to cover, and we'll let you know it's going to be a solemn program because we're covering some people that have been murdered over the years, some of them over the past 2 years, and it's going to be pretty solemn, but we'll get to that in just a minute. But anyway, people, this is a Christian radio program, so if you will, kind of bow your head, because you know the drill. If you've been listening to Blood River Radio long, we are going to say a quick prayer. So if you will, go ahead and bow your head. Almighty Father God, thank you for letting us get through this horrendous weather here in Memphis, Tennessee, even though it's been a trial to get through. Thank you for letting us get through, and thank you for, it looks like you're finally going to lift the old winter hand the next couple of days. Lord, it's going to warm up some. But Lord, I'd like to ask you, on a more serious note, to look over Liberty News Radio. Thank you for letting Sam come through his surgery successfully. Thank you for keeping TPC going. Thank you for keeping Liberty News Radio, and thank you for keeping Blood River Radio. Us, we're all a family. Thank you for letting us keep marching to the sound of the gunfire. And Lord, I hope and pray that you will continue to give us the courage to never falter in our duty. I know sometimes we fail in some battles, but Lord, let us win the most important battle, the last battle. Anyway, Lord, I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight, people, we're going to continue. I'm going to make this quick. Back when I was with TPC, and I used to say one of the things I think we didn't do good enough, we didn't do enough repeat. People learn by repetition. People's memories are short, none much shorter than mine. And so certain things need to be repeated and hammered. Tonight, we're going to go over and we're going to cover some of the important points that we did last week, which included the Knoxville murders. We're going to try to do a better job on that, a more, uh, a broader job, a more detailed job of covering the Knoxville murders. We're also going to talk about all the murders. We're going to honor all the white people in the United States that have been killed, raped, tortured, burned alive, mutilated, cut to pieces intentionally by feral black animals that hate white people. So we're going to honor them. So people, if you will, what we're going to do right now, we're going to have a minute of silence to honor all of these white people who've been murdered over the past year. And I'm flipping through here. We're going to talk about Shannon Christian and Christian Newsom, them specifically. Eliza, who were killed in Knoxville, I think 2007. We're going to honor Eliza Fletcher, who was killed right here in my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee. It'll be 2 years in September. It was a year in September that she was brutally murdered and tortured. I was just telling Nancy before we came on the air, no one will ever know what all was done to that woman because, as you know, the Jewish control media, as soon as they get one whiff of a black, any type of non-white, an illegal alien, anything like that, as soon as they get one whiff of a person like that, a thing like that, a humanoid like that, committing a crime against a white, they immediately shut it off. They immediately cut it down, and you cannot get anything out of it. But we're going to try to honor them tonight as part of our program on Blood River tonight. And so to start off with honoring them, people, if you will, we're going to have a minute of silence for these people. If you will, in this minute, meditate and think about all these precious young, most of them are young white women that are targeted and raped and murdered and really mutilated and cut to pieces by these animals. So if you will, we're going to start that minute right now. Go. Okay, people, that's right at a minute. It's like I said, it's very emotional. It's really hard to keep my mind organized in a organized manner when dealing with something emotional like this because it does hit very close to my heart. What happened? My dear beloved sister-in-law, I went to high school with a lady. Knew her all my life. She was murdered by a feral black animal. It's been quite some time ago, back in 1993, and he killed her supposedly for $20, and he stole her money. He went into an ATM machine where she was, and he left, and as she was coming out, the feral black animal came back and shot her right in the upper lung, and she choked to death and drowned on her own blood. And that feral animal is out walking the streets right now because a bleeding heart, stinking Jew came forth and got him out of prison after serving 6 years. He was sentenced to life in prison without parole, and they got that nig out. That's what these Jews do for you. We'll talk more about the Jews being connected to these murders when we come back from the break. But right now, people... Well, I'm going to bring in Sister Nancy Hitt right now. Let her say hello because we're getting ready to go to a break any minute now. So, but anyway, how are you doing tonight, Sister Nancy?
Just fine, Eddie. And we do want to talk about several of these horror murders. Oddly enough, one took place January the 6th of 2007 in Knoxville. And the following day, January the 7th of 1981, right here in River City, Louisville, I had some real close information about another bad murder here in Louisville.
We have to go to our first quick break, Sister Nancy. So hold that thought. We'll be right back, people. Hug on your seats.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church, a congregation of God's covenant people. Informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today. And gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood Blue Radio audience, please forgive any. I'm having some audio problems. I'm just talking about to Liz during the break. I may have to buy. I'm probably going to have to get some new equipment because we tried pretty much everything. It looks like I'm going to have to shuck out some money for a new Focusrite. We go out on a computer. And things just wear out, and things go bad when they shouldn't. Anyway, I apologize for any interruption in my transmission. Apologize in advance. Hopefully, we will go the rest of the program without any problems. But anyway, people, like I said, we're going to be honoring these murdered white people throughout the show, but not the entire show, because Gene Andrews, a.k.a. the Bender Ender himself, his daughter, I believe it was in Knoxville at the time that Shannon Christian Newsom were just murdered and tortured beyond any reasonable ability to understand. So anyway, without that, I'll just let you know what we're going to be doing. We're going to do some further, a few other things. We're going to revisit the book on Hitler, Adolf Hitler, that Nancy did. We're going to revisit those the article from the American Free Press that we covered last week. And if we, in time, we're going to go over some of the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. We're going to go over a few of those because these things need to be hammered on. And then plus, if we get time, we want to cover the crisis on the border. And without that, we're going to go, with that being said, we're going to go right back to Sister Nancy the Bell Cow. Go ahead, Sister Nancy.
Okay, Eddie, I want to start with the Knoxville murders. And I also, what I'm trying to get at, I think, for the listeners to understand, is how these blacks eventually wheedle out of the death penalty, how there really is no justice for whites. It's also there's no justice for people who are standing up and protesting the injustice that is against people actually who protest, because I personally was involved in a protest, and I want to just give a summary of what people may already know. Listeners probably have some knowledge about the Knoxville murders, but there were four black males and a black female. Oddly enough, the female was from here in Kentucky. She was actually picked up in Lebanon, Kentucky. Two half-brothers, LaMarcus Davidson and LaTalvis Cobbins, George Thomas, Eric Boyd, Vanessa Coleman, were all part and parcel of this torture murder of two beautiful young people, Shannon Gail Christian, age 21, and her boyfriend, Hugh Christopher Newsom, who was age 23. They were hijacked. They were visiting a friend in Knoxville. I think they were really newly dating. They were carjacked, kidnapped. They were taken in Christian's vehicle. They were tied up, I think, before they got to this rental house, which apparently was rented by Davidson. I originally heard that it was a vacant building, but apparently it was a rental building, a rental room or apartment to Davidson. Both of these young people were not only raped, sodomized, tortured, murdered, carjacked, kidnapped. The young man was definitely sodomized. He was bound up, probably hogtied, and taken to a railroad track where he was shot. They attempted to burn him up. Actually, I think the female really suffered probably even worse experience, because she was raped and sodomized in every orifice for several days. Ultimately, what they tried to do was wash her mouth out with probably some kind of bleach, and then they dumped her into a garbage can with some plastic wrapped around her. Of course, ultimately she died. I think she would have been better off if they had killed her right away because of suffering. They even raped her with some kind of object. What I want to talk about, of course, I'll there again, what the outcome of this was also really horrible, because first of all, they would not call this a hate crime. My position is, if you're only out for money and you're only trying to rob somebody for money, why do you take upon them all of this sexual abuse? Why do you torture them if it is not a racial issue? Full of hate is really what it is. But I found out through the paper I was writing for, the First Freedom, that there had been a protest regarding this fact that this was not going to, these horrible crimes were not going to be considered hate crimes. May 27th, 26th or 27th, I'm not sure on the exact day, in 2007, now this murder had taken place January the 6th of 2007, a man by the name of Alex Linder had created a protest in downtown Knoxville in which 30 supporters showed up versus about 300 cops. Well, my understanding is he got into the neutral area between the protesters and a group of people who were mocking the Klan. They called themselves the Ku Klux Clowns, the counter protesters who probably didn't even have a permit. And he ended up getting arrested. Well, they were actually trans. They were dressed up like women. They were transvestite. They were actually mocking the Klan. Well, when I found out about this, I went down there on June the 16th to protest for the same reason. And I mean, I took lots of photographs. I sent some to Eddie. He's familiar with the fact that I was there. But what is really amazing to me, I did not stand up with the protesters. I decided what I was going to do was take photographs. And the cops were taking photographs. They were videotaping people who were at the protest. Couldn't have been more than 30 or 40 men at the most who were protesting. On the other side, you had these clowns who were protesting, mainly women, mainly whites. Hardly any blacks were protesting. This proves to you, our own enemy is our own people. At any rate, there were cops everywhere, probably 1,000. They had dogs. They had men dressed in jumpsuits, police in jumpsuits without name badges. This is the way that they operate. So you cannot have it. You don't know who they are, so you can't charge them for abusing you. At any rate, everything went off okay. Nobody was arrested, as far as I know, that day. But it was really evident to me that the whole city was closed down. It was probably on a Saturday. But they had a tank, I call it a tank. It's some kind of device, I guess, they get from the military. The whole city was worried about 30 or 40 whites who were unhappy with this horrible, horrible crime that had happened in their city. At the end of this, what I'm getting at, one of the things I wanted to point out to the listeners is that Davidson was the only one that got convicted of, he's got the death penalty. The rest of these clowns did not get the death penalty. Now, I find it, you got two people who are dead, tortured, raped, carjacked, and only one person, one black, got the death penalty. And guess what? He today, as far as I can tell, he's still alive. He's at Riverbend Maximum Security. The other man, the other two, Cobbins and Thomas, got life without parole. Coleman, the female, got 53 years, but due to a retrial, her sentence was reduced. Boyd, he was kind of on the sidelines. They originally gave him 18 years on federal charges, and later in 2019, they reindicted him on state charges, and he got life. But the point is, what is the value of the death sentence when they never impose it? I mean, he's probably going to get a reprieve, just like I'll tell you later on about something that happened here in Louisville. The governor steps in and gives these people a reprieve from the death sentence. Here's just a quote that somebody local, one of the sheriffs, said. We have no evidence to support the notion that this was a race-based crime. No evidence. The Hugh Newsom's mother, she did say, what it developed into blacks hating whites. She was the only one, I guess, that had the nerve to tell the truth about what we really know was going on there. It was nothing but blacks hating whites and taking out their hatred on this beautiful young white couple. Okay, Eddie, I'll leave you with that.
You know, I'll tell you what, you did a marvelous job looking all that information up and getting it organized together. Like I say, it's extremely emotional. But I'd like to revisit the murders just a little bit. Then I want to comment on it not being a hate crime. I mean, well, people, I hear the music. Then we have to go to a quick break. I'm going to go right back and make my comments to Sister Nancy as soon as we come back from this break. So please hang on, even though I'm having some difficulties with my transmission.
pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
I'm Corey Myers, USA News. The U.S. launched three more airstrikes against Houthi targets in Yemen yesterday. President Biden says the strikes were a response to Houthi attacks against ships in the Red Sea. The U.S. saying the Iranian-backed group is a terrorist organization. President Biden said he's always been on board with border change.
Because I believe we need significant policy changes at the border, including changes in our asylum system to ensure that we have the authorities we need to control the border. And I'm ready to act.
He told the press that his first day in office, he presented a policy change about the border to lawmakers who did nothing with that. He wants now to hire 22,000 more border agents and hundreds more judges. Yesterday, the anti-abortion March for Life took over Washington, D.C., with thousands of people marching for the second time since the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. That march started on the National Mall yesterday afternoon and went to the U.S. Supreme Court building. March is on its way this month, sort of. If you're tired of this Arctic cold, well, fear not. The weather next week is expected to be almost spring-like, with temps more like March than January over much of the U.S. Instead of temps being 30 to 40 below zero, they will be 10 to 20 degrees above normal starting about Tuesday and taking over the lower 48 states. A special prosecutor appointed by District Attorney Fani Willis to lead Georgia's case against Donald Trump reportedly paid for plane tickets with his credit card when he and Willis traveled together. That's what a co-defendant in the case said. That person went on to say the pair had been involved in an improper personal relationship. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Dear Blood River Radio family, if you will, listen, if you have any kids around, I'm going to say below 12 years old, go ahead and put them up. And I really hate to say some of this because Lizzie's such a young child. But people need to know what is really going on in life, because if it can make you a little disgusted and very fearful and guarded, what I'm getting ready to tell you, good. I don't want you to go around paranoid or anything, but you need to know just what the hell's going on out there, what some of these animals will do to you if they catch you out where you are pretty much vulnerable alone. So I'm going to revisit Shannon Christian and Christian Newsom, some of the things that were done to them. Before they fully tortured the Shannon, the precious 21-year-old, they took her boyfriend. Here's some of the cute things they did to him. Each one of the animals sodomized him in front of Shannon, his girlfriend. And then that wasn't good enough. Then they had to sodomize him with objects. Some of the other things they did to him, they cut his penis off. All this in front of Shannon, so she would know what's going to be coming to her. They set him on fire. They shot him. They led him out of the house where they kept him before they finished killing him, putting him out of his misery, mercifully. They put him on a dog leash, had his hands tied. The ultimate humiliation, leading this human, he was 23 years old, leading him out on a dog leash. Now, I want you to picture your sons, your grandson, your daughters being let out by some animals with a dog leash in his underwear with no shoes, no shirt, and being sodomized by the humans, shot by the humanoids, sodomized by foreign objects, having his sexual organs cut out, being shot and burned. That's what they did to him. And then they returned to the little girl, the 21-year-old girl. And like Sister Nancy was talking about, I couldn't hear everything she said because I was suffering with my audio transmission when she was going through her narrative. But they took her, and of course, they raped her in every orifice she had multiple times. And they raped her with foreign objects in all her orifices. They poured chemicals down her throat. The DA said they're trying to destroy the evidence, but no, it wasn't. They were trying to further torture her. And they cut her breast off. Cut her breast off, people, after they got through pulling with her sex toy. They stuffed her in a plastic bag, and they stuffed her in a garbage can just like she was garbage. That's what they did. And that's what they can do to you if these people catch you. There's so many of these feral black animals running around like that. And this isn't an isolated incident, people. That goes along on all the time. Here in Memphis, Tennessee, Labor Day weekend of 2022, Eliza Fletcher, who I knew just in passing, she was much faster than I. She was an athlete, a runner. She was a mother, a teacher from a very nice family in the city. She was out running. It's in a nice area of the city by the University of Memphis, where I've gone by many times. I was telling someone just the other day, I can't run by there anymore. I used to run by that down Central Avenue all the time. I'm telling you, people, I pick up these vibes where she was murdered. I know exactly where she was abducted. In fact, I'm a graduate of the University of Memphis in 92. When I was 45 years old with a BSN. But she was grabbed, and we don't well never know everything that was done to her because it's been kept under wraps by these stinking communist prosecutors, the stinking Jewish media. They'll never, ever let everything out that's happened to her. But we do know she had the hell beat out of her. She was grabbed, had the hell beat out of her. She was drugged into a van, probably beat, you know, unconscious before this feral black animal carried her over into a black neighborhood where I grew up when I was a kid and raped her, beat her to pieces, killed her, and dumped her in a weed patch just like a dead rat, just like so much garbage. And now that feral animal is sitting fat and fancy free. I don't know where. I don't know if he's in jail in Memphis, Tennessee, or prison, but this, I don't know. I can't find out what's happened to him. But Miss Nancy said life in prison for one of these animals up here that committed the Knoxville murder. My sister-in-law, I think I mentioned this, I'm really, really wound up, people. She was murdered. She was shot and killed. Her psycho husband, Vietnam psycho husband, left her. And she had to raise her son all by herself. I knew him from birth. I knew my sister-in-law from high school. She was killed over $20. The prosecuting attorney at his trial told my wife that he would never be able to get a murder conviction because, you know, being here in Memphis with the Memphis jury. And he was sentenced to life in prison, folks, just like this animal up there in Knoxville. But guess what? That Negro, that feral animal, that wild beast is walking in the streets right now. You know why? Because another Jew came forth and got him out on time served. You know why? Because they said they believed he could be rehabilitated. Now, those are three people we've mentioned. We've mentioned the two children, young people from Knoxville, Shannon and Chris. And we've mentioned Eliza Fletcher. And I think Sister Nancy mentioned a young girl who was murdered and tortured in Knoxville, Tennessee. People, that's happened. There are three of thousands of white young women and girls that happens to every year. Every year. I have a graph on my wall that shows the crime rate of number of crimes of blacks to whites, from Hispanic to whites, from whites to black to white to Hispanic to Hispanic. And it's so, the ratio is so out of proportion of black crime of whites. It's just, it's the white on black is just insignificant. The people, I want you to know, we want to continue honoring these people during this program for all these murders. And it happens all the time. And now I may keep from repeating myself so much. I'm going to go back to Sister Nancy, let her chip in and chime in and carry on. So go ahead, Sister Nancy.
Yeah, Eddie, and to the listeners, I want to talk about something that happened here in River City in Louisville, only January the 7th of 1981. And it was a shocker because these kinds of crimes had probably not been happening very frequently as they are now. But on a snowy night in Louisville, a young lady was working alone at a gas station by herself. Her name was Barbel Poor. Her mother was actually a German. Her mother was had been married, I guess, to an American, but they were divorced. So her mother was raising two daughters, and this 20-year-old was her eldest daughter. Barbel Poor was robbed at the while she was working at the Checker gas station. She was abducted from the gas station. She had been raped and sodomized in the bathroom of the gas station. These three blacks took her in her own mother's car to a short distance away, and they shot her inside of the car, where, of course, she died. The three local Negroes were all under 18. Kevin Stanford, who was convicted of death conviction was 17. David Buchanan got a life sentence of 16. And the third person, black, was a juvenile. Of course, they were all juveniles. He got off. I think he testified against these other two. What I did was I was so upset about this. The whole community, I thought that everyone was upset about it. So I created a petition with 100 signatures on it to give the death penalty to all of these bastards. I'm going to read just a little bit from an article that came out in 1982 from the Louisville Times. It says, community outrage reflected in the start of the murder trial. No one seems to know who started the petition drive.
Oh, Nancy, if you will, Sister Nancy, hold that thought, because we've got to go to a break, another break. Dear Blood River Radio family, please hang on. We're not trying to gross you out and make you feel down, but you need to know what's going on, people, for your own safety, so you can take safeguards. Be right back, people.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Power. Let me tell you something, boy, if I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Dear Blood River Radio family, without further ado, I hate to have to interrupt Sister Nancy, but we had to go to a quick break, so we're going to go right back to Sister Nancy. Go ahead, Sister Nancy.
Okay, I was looking through here for something specific, but I'm just going to read you a little bit of this article that came out in 1982. This murder happened in 1981, but this is from August the 4th of 1982. It says, no one seems to know who started the petition drive that landed Barbell Poor's name on the desk of elected officials from the White House in Washington to the county judge's chambers in Louisville. The passionate message held in the sheaf of 100 signature-laden papers is, however, quite clear. The three teenagers who are charged in last year's rape, robbery, murder of the 20-year-old gas station attendant should die. And this is a quote, actually, the prosecutor, believe it or not, we liked him. He was actually black. I'm assuming he's still alive. This is from 1982. He says, end quote, "All I know is that it was a group of citizens who said these suckers ought to burn," end of quote, said Assistant Commonwealth Attorney Ernest Jasmine, prosecutor in the case. And end quotes, "I really didn't think that much about them. But as the trial," end of quote, "but as the trial of two of those accused began yesterday, those petitions stood as a symbol of the public furor that was engulfed in the case ever since the young mother was found shot in the face and head early on the morning of January the 8th of 1981. Miss Poor, an unmarried mother of a 10-month-old child, was working alone at the station. Her body was found in her mother's car a few blocks away. Rarely has a murder struck the sensibilities of local citizens with such force." This is in quote, "I've been involved in a few cases that have raised public anger, but none like this one," end of quote, says Jefferson Circuit Judge Charles M. Liebson, who is presiding over the case. Quote, "People are upset about this case," end of quote. Now, he was actually Jewish, this guy Liebson. "Only one of the three teenagers charged with the crime, Kevin Stanford, faces a possible death penalty. He's being tried along with one alleged accomplice, David Buchanan, the third pleaded guilty in juvenile court." Now, they did question Mrs. Poor, the mother, whether she had anything to do with these stapled copies of petitions that were mailed to President Reagan, U.S. Senator Wendell Ford, Walter D. Huddleston, U.S. Representative Gene Snyder, Governor John Brown Jr., Commonwealth Attorney David Armstrong, Jefferson County Attorney J. Bruce Miller, and County Judge Mitch McConnell. She said that she did not know who was involved in it. She did not participate in it or encourage it. In parentheses, "It came to me as a total surprise, but I was very pleased to learn that it was taking place," end of quote. She said, "I would not do it on my own. I would be scared to take any steps that would possibly jeopardize this trial in there," end of quote. "I have to pat myself on the back. I was the one who started this petition. And I have letters from various people who I sent this to. I got 100 names and sent it, as you could tell, all over the place, even to the White House. But let me point out something. Our white enemies created another petition, a petition that consisted of good doers, churchgoers, 400 signatures from members of church congregations opposed to Stanford's execution. This is what we confront, listeners. These are our people who want to defend a black who has brutally, in every way, murdered one of our own people. In 2003, the no good scumbag governor of Kentucky, Governor Patton, he gave Kevin Stanford a real break. Of course, now Kevin Stanford's a good Christian now. He's been so many years in prison. He's now, I guess he's a convert to Christianity. Yeah, that no good Governor Patton of Kentucky in 2003 got that stinking Kevin Stanford off of death row. So they gave him life in prison. But local yokels would like to get him completely free, even though he deserved the death penalty years and years ago. At any rate, that is what I'd just like to say. This is what we confront. Not only do our own people say that these savages should not be executed, but they also take up petitions to support their position of protecting these savages. And on the other hand, our politicians work against us to free them. And, you know, just like we go back to what happened in Knoxville, this guy, DeMarcus, Lee Marcus Davidson, he had multiple felonies, not one, multiple felonies. And believe it or not, he apparently robbed a Pizza Hut the day after he had committed all these horrible acts against this young woman, Shannon Christian. So, I mean, are they, you know, how can you even consider that they can be rehabilitated? At any rate, we are facing the Jewish legal system, which is totally illegal, and they hate us. They want to kill us anyway. So I guess they want to kill us with their black flunkies. Okay, Eddie, that's kind of where I'm coming from.
Yes, Nancy, you did a great job. I'd like to address some things. Have you noticed in every single instance, I can't think of a single instance for these white women or even white men being raped by these feral black animals. Naturally, if the men are raped, they're going to be sodomized. But even the women, they have to do it. They absolutely have to sodomize their victims to bring in the maximum amount of humiliation and degradation. And, you know, you and I, Nancy, talked about that. If that isn't part, if that isn't a sign and a symbol of just virulent animal satanic hatred of the blacks for the whites, what could be? What could be? Every single case they do that. I'm not, like I said, I'm not repeating myself. They always have to do it. They always have to do it. And I like to also say that these white Judas goats, which I despise them more than I do anything on the face of the earth. I think I even hate them more than I do Satan himself, because there's nothing in my opinion lower than a person that will turn on their own kind. And I've used this analogy before. It's like, to me, a traitor Judas goat like that is like a alley dog having a litter of pups. And when her pups are born, she bites her puppies in the throat and kills them and starts nursing the pups from a rat or the pups from a litter of kittens. But she kills her own. That's how low esteem I hold these people. And you know what? I wished if some way, God forbid, God only forbid, another murder like this could happen. I wish it would happen to that governor you referenced, for that Jew lawyer that got the murder of my sister-in-law out. It needs to happen to them. I'm gonna predict something else. Just as the murderer that you referenced in Knoxville was a serial criminal, so was this nig, that brute animal nig that killed, tortured, and raped Eliza Fletcher. He was a serial felon. He had already raped another person. How many rapes he committed, no one knows. The news media will never tell you. But he raped, keep note this though, on the black woman he raped, he didn't kill her. She lived. The white woman, not only did he rape her, he beat her to death. There was blood all in the van, signs of just a really bad beat down in that nigg's van. But they'll never, I cannot understand how the officials going back to Knoxville could say, well, I do understand, they found no evidence of a hate crime. And I just referenced the horrible torture and mutilation, along with Nancy referencing it, that they was inflicted upon these two white kids. And that's not a sign or symptoms of a hate crime. Well, that needs to happen to that man that said that. He needs to have his damn feet cut off and his toes cut off one at a time and stuffed up his butt. I mean, and then say, well, we see no reference of a hate crime. And people, I hope I'm not getting too graphic for you, but that's just by God the way I feel. And we're going to transition over to the second hour right now. We're going to pick up our sister, Braveheart, Monica Schaefer. Be right back, folks.